This is Will calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not going to ask you for any donations. I'm looking to speak to George.
You're calling about what again?
I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research with a public opinion survey. I'm not trying to sell you anything, and I'm not asking for any donations. I'm looking to speak to George.
Let me see if he's available.
Thank you.
George, are you available to do a public opinion survey?
Hello.
Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research. I'm conducting a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not asking you for any donations. Do you have a minute?
I got a minute. About a minute, yes.
Thank you so much. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I live in Levine, Arizona.
Levine, perfect. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going the right direction, or do you feel things are have gone off the wrong track?
Off the wrong path.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Ave, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read again Levine area?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, thank you. First question, and just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, may I ask the year you were born?
1953.
Thank you very much. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descendant?
No.
No? Okay. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American,
no.
Black?
African-American.
African-American. Thank you very much. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life. 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You may use any number from 1 to 5. The higher number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine.
Hello,
first one. Yeah, I'm here. Did you hear me?
I didn't hear you. I kind of lost you. Go ahead.
No, I was telling you that I was going to read a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. You may grade each one of them. Okay, from 1 to 5. First one.
Yes.
More parks and recreational opportunities. 1 to 5.
More parks. 3.
3. Okay. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
Thank you. Better public transportation options?
3. We got bus service.
Okay, 3. Thank you. What about better street and road maintenance?
In the Levine area, I would say probably about a 3.
3, okay. What about more good-paying jobs?
5.
Thank you. What about more dining and entertainment options?
5.
Thank you so much. Next question. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking
retired.
For work?
Retired.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about businesses in your area, will you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Too few. Thank you. And would you say that there are too few or too many or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, restaurants in Laveen?
I wouldn't really know the answer to that. I don't know how many.
I'm not in the market.
I've never looked for a job.
No problem. That's an answer. Thank you so much. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Laveen. Would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
In Laveen, yes.
Yes. Will that be a strongly yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
Thank you so much. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
No, thank you. What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes.
Will that be strong yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. What about doctor's offices and hospitals?
Yes.
That will be strong yes or somewhat?
Strong yes.
Okay. What about some home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
No, we got enough of that.
No. Okay, thank you so much. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see in Laveen?
Movies.
Theaters?
Theaters, yes.
Okay.
Places that you can go to. You know, every time you leave to go out, you got to leave for Little Laveen and go to Scottsdale, go to Phoenix. They don't have anything. Okay. They don't have any entertainment over in this area.
Okay, perfect. Switching gears a little bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem? A moderate problem, fairly big problem, or very big problem?
Can't answer that because I don't have a problem with getting a house in the situation I'm in. I don't have an issue with what
okay,
I pay.
So for you, it's not a big problem at all?
For me, no.
Okay, thank you. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem, moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a big problem, very big problem?
Moderate problem.
Moderate, okay, thank you so much. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Would you like to see more in Laveen single-family detached homes?
Yes.
That will be a strong yes or somewhat yes?
Strong yes.
Okay. What about townhouses or attached homes?
Strong yes.
What about housing options for seniors?
Strong yes.
What about multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
No, okay. No problem. Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
Are you saying Phoenix itself or Chandler, Scottsdale, all of that?
Phoenix, the state, Phoenix.
I don't live in Phoenix.
Well, in Laveen. In Laveen.
I've been in this city, in this metropolitan since 92, not Phoenix, but in this, you know, my problem. Chandler, Tempe, Mesa. Since I've been here since 1992. Here in Laveen, I've been here since November of 08.
Okay, November of 08.
So that's like 15 years, 16 years.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with a friend? Own. Okay,
my
thank
home.
You so much. Okay, now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing causes and options. And Levine, please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Are you in favor or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay, that will be somewhat or strong oppose?
Strong oppose.
Strong oppose. What about the repurpose of or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Strongly yes.
Strongly yes. Thank you so much. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. That will be somewhat in favor or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed, okay. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Condominium buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure on that one. Maybe yes. I don't know.
That will be yes, oppose, or yes, in favor?
I'm not sure.
Okay, no problem.
I don't know if I have favor for it because with bringing buildings and stuff like that, you bring a lot of people. You have a lot of people hanging around. You have a lot of, apartment buildings, just everybody.
Yeah, I understand.
From everywhere, doing all
kinds
of shit.
Like big cities.
Yeah.
Like the big cities. Okay, I understand. What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housings?
Parking lots?
Yeah, replacing parking lots with new housing.
No, opposed.
That will be strong or somewhat?
Strong.
Strong, okay. What about change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
No, I oppose. Strongly oppose.
Okay, thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done here. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years of college.
Okay. Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, more than $125,000.
More than $125,000.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I ask your first name?
George.
Thank you so much. That will be the end of our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time and for all of your opinions.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.